'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here, our Friday program concluding the week, the third week of the Trump presidency, here on February 10th, 2017. Another eventful day. With me tonight are Paul Fromm in Canada. Paul, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And George in Maryland. Welcome, George.
Hey, James. I'm grooving on the Huffington Post articles that are going, boo-hoo-hoo, immigrants arrested nationwide, boo-hoo-hoo, European countries want to reject Muslim integration, boo-hoo-hoo, that horrible, evil Trump man. It's been a fabulous day.
Yes, it is.
Up here in the Dominion of Canada, the papers are going, or at least the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation are going wacko because some Muslim from Quebec tried to get down into the States, and he was asked, did he attend the mosque? And it didn't very much impress the the Homeland Security agents, and his sorry butt was sent back to Canada. He was going down for a visit or something. They just weren't very impressed with what he might be having to offer. This sort of taking care of a business and putting America first is so refreshing, so healthy, and they're going bananas.
Yeah, and you know, what we're having here is with these boo-hoo stories from the media, you know, this person, that person, this person, oh my gosh, this person's being sent back to Mexico. Oh my gosh, they have a family. Welcome to the real world, liberals and leftists. There are millions of people illegally in America, as is true in Canada as well, and in Europe. And we have tens of thousands of law enforcement personnel who, for years and years, it has been their job to send these people back. And they do the best that they can. Now, they've done this in spite of a president who was trying to thwart them under Obama. Now they've got a friendly president, the first one who's supporting them, and they're doing their jobs. So these stories, the so-called stories, this fake news, this person, that person, oh my gosh, we're going to have national protests because, this person is actually, we're actually enforcing our law on a person. Oh my gosh.
Enforcing the law? Who would have thought of such a thing?
James, this is prescient. We were talking about this way, way back during the campaign. It was even during primary season. Another Friday night show. We were musing. Suppose Trump really gets this. He's going to have to, keep his wits about him as he goes about deporting people, because there'll be caterwauls and caterwauls. Now with all that water under the bridge, I'm not the slightest bit worried that he's going to modify. If anything, he's going to double down.
I think so. Can I make a heretical statement tonight?
Sure.
Well, it depends on if you're going to be a heretic or an apostate. Either one's fine with me, Paul.
Well, as a follower of Bishop Richard Williamson, having seen him over there in Europe just about 10 days ago, yeah, I guess I'm a heretic on many levels. But anyway, I want to say something good about Senator John McCain.
You heretic!
Okay. Well, Senator McCain and his fellow Republican senator from Arizona, the two of them have introduced a bill into the Senate that would divide the what's sometimes called the loopy Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit takes up 20% of the population of the United States and 40% of the landmass, and they would like to divide it so that, first of all, the justice can be a little bit more expeditious. The 12th district would include Arizona, Alaska, the state of Washington, Colorado, and I may have missed one there, but actually anything that would break up this extreme leftist ninth district and perhaps leave it simply to in charge of California is probably a good thing. And yes. We have to be fair and give credit where credit's due. So that's my bit of heresy for tonight.
All right. Well, another favorite of a true favorite of yours, Paul, Judge Napolitano, he came out with a great statement about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has a lot of judges on it, folks. They some of the cases are heard in a 3-judge panel. Others are heard in something I think it's called en banc, which is by 11 judges. There are 28 or 9 judges in the circuit. It's pretty complicated. The earliest appointee being one that was appointed by two of them, by Richard Nixon, that go back to, I forget the year. But these are men in their 90s. And the court is more overturned than any other. The Ninth Circuit.
That's right. 86% of the cases that are appealed to the Supreme Court of Canada of the United States get overturned. I mean, they are so wacky it's a joke session, and that's of course what was done to President Trump's executive orders.
Well, now the operative column is the one we read yesterday from Pat Buchanan. Trump must break judicial power. And Judge Napolitano came out today, and he said that the decision of the 3-judge panel that attempted to reverse the presidential orders on immigration, he said, was ridiculous. It was a complete travesty of justice. And most importantly, Napolitano said, the courts in America have understood that foreign policy is absolutely executive prerogative. Absolutely. The courts have nothing, zero, to do with foreign policy, Napolitano accurately said. So he said, this is a showdown that's coming. It'll have to go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, unless they have completely lost their minds, will agree with all previous courts, which is that Donald Trump's foreign policy prerogative is complete, and the question of who can and cannot come into the country. So that's very encouraging from Napolitano. Now, let's listen to the man himself. Here's Donald Trump talking to us on his every week, Friday. He gives a very short 3-minute address to us. Here it is. I'll play it right now.
This week, our hearts are with the people of Louisiana and Mississippi. Families have lost their homes, businesses, and livelihoods after devastating tornadoes swept through many, many communities. My administration will make sure they have the support that they need and really desperately want. We're going to take care of them. It's remarkable to see Americans across the country come together to help families rebuild their lives. That is the beauty of the American spirit. There's nothing like it. There is a great spirit all over the country, and that spirit is what we will need to rebuild America, to, as I have said so often, make America great again. On Tuesday, I was pleased to host at the White House the CEO of Intel, who announced that Intel will invest $7 billion in a new manufacturing facility in Arizona, creating thousands of new American jobs. That's what we want, new American jobs and good jobs. Intel decided to move forward with this project because they know we are totally committed to lifting the regulatory and tax burdens that are hurting American innovation and companies. In fact, we are in the process right now of working on a major tax reform that will massively reduce taxes on our workers and businesses. We want to make it much easier to do business in America, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to make it also much harder for companies to leave. They're not just going to say bye-bye and fire everybody. There will be consequences. I want America to be the great jobs magnet of the world. But we can't do that if we don't stop the wasteful rules and excessive taxes that make it impossible for companies to compete. Every hour of every day, my administration is focused on creating jobs for our people. And I mean good jobs. More jobs, better jobs, higher paying jobs. That's our mission. This week, I also met with sheriffs and police chiefs from across the country. I pledged to them that we would stand with the incredible men and women of law enforcement. And so, too, will our great new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country. We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people. We must take firm steps today to ensure that we are safe tomorrow. We will defend our country, protect our Constitution, and deliver real prosperity for our people. God bless you. God bless America. Have a great week.
Wow.
Very good. And we have there, Donald Trump touched upon the stories that we have covered. And of course, those are his highlights as he interprets this week. So we covered all of those. I'm proud of that. Some highlights from today, very important. He talked with the head of China in a long conversation. You're going to hear from him in just a moment. He will just talk about that. And also, he had a very good communication from Vladimir Putin. Get this. Slovenia, which is the mother country of Melania Trump, the head of Slovenia, offered his country as a host country for a meeting between President Putin and President Trump.
Very good.
And President Putin said, I love the idea. So, you know, Donald Trump's going to love the idea because it's a trip home for his wife. And this meeting will take place right next door. If Dr. Tom Sunic of the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show, is right at his home in Zagreb at the time of this meeting, Tom Sunic will be able to drive a few miles to participate in or view whatever proceedings go on between Presidents Putin and Trump. So we might get a firsthand report from Dr. Tom Sunic of this historic meeting. And on the discussion with the head of China, Donald Trump was very positive. He said it was long and it was very positive. And
I got to ask, did ever in our lifetimes an American president visit an Iron Curtain country?
Good question. I think
Slovenia, I mean, we all know that Kennedy went over and did Ich bin ein, I am a jelly donut, but did anybody, you know, has an American president ever gone to Moscow? Has he ever gone to Slovakia or Slovenia? I don't think so. Well, yeah. What an outstanding gesture that would be.
Nixon went to Russia. I'm sorry, Nixon went to China.
Went to China, yes. Yeah. This is all history, for sure. Now, here is, this is Donald Trump talking about, let me just put it in here. Here's Donald Trump. I think he's talking about his conversation with the head of China. Here it is.
I had a...
Let me set this here. Shinzo Abe, the prime minister of Japan, is standing right next to Donald Trump. There's the Japanese red sun flag there behind both of them. And Donald Trump at the White House. I think they're at the White House. So they might be at Mar-a-Lago, the Winter White House. So I'll check which of those two places. They were at both places today. But here he is, Donald Trump today with Shinzo Abe.
Very, very good conversation, as most of you know. Yesterday with the president of China. It was a very, very warm conversation. I think we are on the process of getting along very well, and I think that will also be very much of a benefit to Japan. So we had a very, very good talk last night and discussed a lot of subjects. It was a long talk, and we are working on that as we speak. We have conversations with various representatives of China. I believe that that will all work out very well for everybody, China, Japan, the United States, and everybody in the region. As far as the currency devaluations, I've been complaining about that for a long time. And I believe that we will all eventually, and probably very much sooner than a lot of people understand or think, we will be all at a level playing field. Because that's the only way it's fair. That's the only way that you can fairly compete in trade and other things. And we will be on that field, and we will all be working very hard to do great for our country. But it has to be fair, and we will make it fair. I think the United States is going to be an even bigger player than it is right now by a lot when it comes to trade. A lot of that will have to do with our tax policy, which you'll be
seeing. Now, I'll turn that down just a bit and then go back to one of the other things he said. Let's see. He said this at I'll just drop it in here. Donald Trump is introducing Shinzo Abe, standing right next to him. And here, I'll just drop it in and hope I catch one of his key comments. Here he is.
Our armed forces.
Oh, here it is. This is pretty good. Listen to this.
For your country and its traditions. I also want to take this opportunity, Mr. Prime Minister, to thank you and the people of Japan for hosting our armed forces. Working together, our two countries have the ability to bring greater harmony, stability, and prosperity to the Pacific region and beyond, improving countless lives in the process. We are committed to that goal. Highly committed. Prime Minister Abe, on behalf of the United States of America, I thank you for being with us today. We will soon be traveling to the great state of Florida, where I know we will have a long and very successful talk, negotiations, and a very, very productive weekend. Mr. Prime Minister.
Now, this is in Japanese, so you'll hear the English translation just for a bit, and then I'll turn it off.
This is the fourth time in 6 months for me to visit.
Well, that's just a translation. That was not the Prime Minister of Japan's voice.
No, heavens, he's a real man's man. Can I inject another bit of good news?
Yeah.
Now, this screwball named John Bercow, he's the Speaker of the British House of Commons, and as you know, President Trump has been invited by Prime Minister Theresa May for a state visit to Britain. Anyway,
and invited by Queen Elizabeth.
Right, and Bercow just said in the House of Commons in England just earlier in the week, he didn't want the president to address a joint session of the House of Commons and the House of Lords prior to this past weekend because he was a racist and sexist. But having heard temporary ban on refugees and immigrants from these or visitors from those seven terrorist producing countries, he was even more committed to that. Well. The Speaker of the House.
We'll get to that via some crazy statement from the Speaker of the House of Commons right after this break.
Okay.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
We're back, folks.
If I don't want no handout.
And Paul Fromm is sharing with us from Canada the latest antics in the House of Commons in London. Paul, go ahead.
Yes, well, the Speaker has a very special place in the British political system. Once you have been elected Speaker, as long as you have the confidence of the House, in the next national election, no opposition party runs against you. In other words, you basically get your seat for free, because the Speaker is supposed to be scrupulously fair and neutral, just like in the the United States House of Representatives or the Senate. Here, what this fellow Burko did was interfere in foreign policy. It's not up to him to try to run British foreign policy. If the Prime Minister and the Queen invite Donald Trump, that's their business. He is supposed to preside in the House of Commons and, you know, enforce the rules and be fair. That's the big thing. So his statement was seen to be so out to lunch that James Dugridge, he's a conservative member of parliament and a former foreign minister, tabled a motion, and it was immediately supported by over 150 members of the Conservative Party, of no confidence in the speaker. Now, even if the motion doesn't pass, if you've got 150 members of parliament saying we no longer feel that the speaker is fair, that basically he's out to lunch, he's exceeded his authority, this is incredible. And this is one of the things that was said in the House of Commons in Britain. We value our relationship with the United States. This is actually what Burko said. We value our relationship with the United States. However, as far as this place is concerned, that's the House of Commons, I feel very strongly that our opposition to racism and sexism and our support for equality before the law and an independent judiciary are important. And so he doesn't want President Trump even to be heard because, he, according to him, he's a racist and a sexist. And this is childish. Even if one thought that Trump was wrong on everything, intelligent people want to hear what the leader of the other side has to say. He has really disgraced himself, and a good many fellow MPs are turning against him. What happens is, if a significant number of people say we no longer have confidence in the speaker, he pretty much has to resign.
Well, you know, and I'm really pleased with the numbers coming out of the House of Commons. On Wednesday, folks, we reported it here, the Brexit vote, the approval of the House of Commons to proceed for Theresa May, Prime Minister of Great Britain, to proceed with triggering Article 50, invoking Article 50 that launches Britain out of the European Union, was approved. I was not ready for this, Paul. I thought it would be either a close vote or one that might even be lost in the House of Commons. 494 approving, invoking Article 15, green-lighting it, and 122 against. So a 4-1, more than 4-1 vote in favor of getting the hell out of the European Union. So this is wonderful, wonderful news. Now, we've got phone calls at 800-313-9443. Bruce is waiting in Texas, William in Montana. We're going to start with William right after this break. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going back, folks. We're going to go to William on the phones here in just a moment. Help me out with any loose end that we had there, Paul.
No, I think we pretty much covered that.
Okay. Let us then go to William in Montana. You're on the phone. You're on the air, William.
Good evening, gentlemen. I wanted to go over some interesting things that happened in the Russian media today. One of the things that's been discussed by some very, very heavyweight political analysts, one in Moscow and one in St. Petersburg, was that that Trump's conversation with Putin accomplished a lot more than meets the eye. And they said, even without, you know, you don't need to hear the transcript to know this, you just have to look very closely at what Trump did on that day, on January 28th, when he called Putin, because before he did that, he actually had a telephone conversation with Angela Merkel and Francois Hollande. And in contrast to the conversation with Putin, both of these people basically started off lecturing Trump. They said, you know, you can't lift sanctions until he gives Crimea back. You have to uphold the nuclear agreement with Iran. And we know this because they both came forward and said what they said to Trump. And then Merkel even went on to say, you have an obligation to take every refugee fleeing a war zone or even horrible poverty in their countries because you're held under the Geneva Conventions. I mean, the total arrogance, and you can imagine how Trump responded to this. And then this, in contrast to his conversation with Putin, and everybody's saying Putin's going to be begging to have the sanctions lifted. Actually, it wasn't discussed. And one of the things that this Russian commentator say is that, you know, basically Trump did something very interesting on that day. He signed three executive orders, and they were almost like a wish list that Putin and the Kremlin would have loved to have had. And I want to just briefly go in that. Yep.
Yeah, Donald Trump he is such an astute negotiator and leader. He sends signals that way, so that the same day he told Iran, knock it off with the ballistic missiles, he told Netanyahu, knock it off with the settlements in Palestinian territory. Go ahead.
Well, actually, there were three executive orders that he signed just before the conversation with Putin. And the first executive order was he instructed the Pentagon to draw up a new ISIS strategy within 30 days. And one of the provisions in this is he said, I want you to find new coalition partners positioned and capable in the Middle East to fight terrorism. Now, how many people, you know, how many countries fit that bill? And so that was the first executive order. And then the second one, and of course, you know, the reason that he wants a new partner, and, you know, without naming them directly, was because the old coalition fighters really haven't been that successful. And so then the second executive order that he signed that day was he totally reorganized the National Security Council. You know, this is the group of people that report to him on national security measures. And one of the things that he did, is the first thing he did, was he got rid of the Director of National Intelligence from the Principals Committee. And he also demoted the Joint Chief of Staff, because this one Joint Chief of Staff that's in there to now, even though he's very capable, he really sees Russia as a material threat. And so just by doing a reorganization, he removed one of the principal people that are saying Russia is our number one enemy. He also elevated Bannon, and he also elevated Michael Flynn, you know. And so for the first time in a long time, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, or at least the Principals Committee, are basically all civilian advisors. And this was one thing that many people have said has kept us on the brink of war, is that the National Security Council was really dominated, by the military.
But more importantly, William, not by the military, by the war party.
Yeah.
The military, you know, the best of the military do not want to go to war. The war party is its own separate beast burrowed within our government and constantly fomenting wars. But go ahead.
And that's exactly what the third executive order was, because it stipulated that all administrative officials, you know, in the administration, after leaving office, cannot register as a lobbyist for 5 years, and they can never lobby on behalf of a foreign government.
Yes.
And this was just done silently. I mean, it was just another little executive order, but it was one of the biggest things of going after draining the swamp. And and Putin, what these commentators said, this was a wish list from Putin, because he said, you know, these lobbyists that just rotate out of government and get these high-paying lobbyist jobs, they're the ones that are keeping this country, the war, you know, the war effort, keeping it center stage. And by Trump doing this, it really lessens the influence of arms dealers, because they can't buy influence of people who are just recently in administrative official positions.
And William, let me update the beauty of this relationship between these two most important presidents. And we're going to go to a third very important president, Xi Jinping. We're going to go to him, the president of China, also very important that Donald Trump talked with him and had a very good conversation. But Putin hails Slovenia's offer to host his meeting with Trump. Dateline Moscow today, President Vladimir Putin thanked Slovenia on Friday for offering to host his first meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump, but added, I'll skip that, the Russian leader hailed Slovenia, that's the home of Melania Trump, her maiden name is Knaus, where Trump's wife Melania was born and grew up, as an excellent, that's his word, venue for possible talks with Trump. He says, we are naturally ready for it, he said. Speaking after holding talks at the Kremlin with his Slovenian counterpart, Borut Pahor, Putin said Russia welcomes Trump's statements about his intentions to restore the strained Russian-U.S. ties. Putin says, quote, we always welcomed that, and we hope that relations will be restored in full in all areas. Putin said, it relates to trade and economic ties, security issues, and various regions of the world which are suffering from numerous conflicts. By pooling our efforts, we naturally would be able to significantly contribute to solving those issues, including the fight against international terrorism, unquote. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he's looking forward to an opportunity to talk to U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Germany, where they both will attend a security conference and a meeting of the G20 foreign ministers next week. So there's a big story there. Lavrov told NTV television that Putin and Trump agreed about the need to meet soon during their phone call on January 28th and told diplomats to negotiate the time and venue. So this is just absolutely beautiful, William. And you know, great news today, the meeting with Shinzo Abe of Japan, wonderful. The two men, obviously, you can see the chemistry. Donald Trump is a charismatic leader, even in the eyes of his fellows. Shinzo Abe clearly happy with Donald Trump. They talked about the facts the two men were hugging each other. Donald Trump, in his comments, said, you know, normally we shake hands, he says, but with Mr. Abe, it's a hug for us. And there are going to be some hugs with Putin, too. But that's a great report, William. Thank you very much.
Okay, take it easy.
Take it easy.
Thanks, William.
Let's go to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I hate to follow... what was it, William?
Yes.
I mean, that's quite an act to follow there. He comes with a ton of information every night. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm sorry. I just want to throw this at y'all. And, Jamie, you do a pretty good job of taking contentious calls, or not calls, but maybe points of view you don't agree with, and handling them and voicing your opposite opinion, or without belittling the caller, or
go for it, Bruce. Jordan, go for it.
We hear. Okay. Here we go. Trump, you know, he's doing everything that he's done so far. You know, I totally back him 100%. And it'd be a disaster if Hillary was in. This thing about Muslim terrorists and the Muslims who did 9/11. Come on, he's got to know better than that. I recall two interviews with Trump immediately post 9/11. In one, he states that the buildings had to be blown up because buildings are built that solid.
Wait, okay, now, Bruce, hang on. Bruce, you're getting way ahead of yourself. The man's been in office 3 weeks, okay? So give him give him a few weeks, okay, in the presidency. He hasn't solved, he has not, he's going to have to appoint a commission to investigate 9/11. He will do that. He will, he does want to know the truth about what happened. Yeah, he isn't personally. Okay. Hang on, Bruce. He's not like you or me solving the world's problems at home by ourselves, okay? He's a president of the United States. He isn't going to figure out what happened on 9/11 and then write a book report on it and deliver it over national television. He's going to appoint a very high-level blue ribbon commission to investigate what really happened on 9/11. Now, that's not the first order of business. He's got a lot of other important you know, irons in the fire right now. So give him a break on that.
It would be a good ace in the hole, though.
No, not now. Not now.
It would be a great ace in the hole if he had started an investigation as a dead man's drop, because they're going to come.
Okay, but Bruce, hang on, Bruce. Just think of the big things he's got to do. He just got an attorney general yesterday. Okay, so give him a little breathing room, okay, Bruce, and we'll talk about it more. I have a lot to say about 9/11. So does Donald Trump. And I think he does know
the
awful
Democrats.
Lot.
Can I hit on the Democrats
Bruce.
For a second?
No, you can't. you get one poke here, one try. Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. And folks, that's I apologize for the brevity of the show. You really get a chance to make about one point on this very brief show. And that's the way the audience likes it. It's not like these longer shows where you can go on about a topic. Now, on Sunday, we do have 3 hours and we can go on about topics, and we do that. Let's see, the exciting things that happened today. George, if you want to pop in with anything you noticed, or Paul, or you noticed.
Well, I didn't notice. The caterwauls. The ICE is starting to deport people and arrest people. And there's the Huffington Post has two or three lead articles on that mean old fascist Donald Trump. He's sending people back to Mexico.
No.
That's what we asked him to do, and that's how he got voted for, and he said he was, and now he's doing it. So I'm digging when the Huffington Post is going boo-hoo, it's a great day.
Yes, it is. And, we're going to, all of us, because Donald Trump is the real deal, all of us, and we know that real good things are happening for us now from the White House. I'm speaking for myself now. But I'm much more interested in the names and the events going on in foreign affairs and from the presidency than I ever was before. And I've been very fascinated before because our lives are going to change. Now, Donald Trump is going to have a relationship, for example, with the president of China. I didn't pay much attention to who Xi Jinping was. But now I'm very interested because I know this man and Donald Trump are going to shape a lot of our future. So interesting things about Xi Jinping. He is the general secretary of the Communist Party. He is the president of China, and he's also the head of their military. So he is called the paramount leader because of all that power. He's 63 years old. His dad was fired from the Communist Party when he was 10 years old. Shortly after that, his dad went to prison during the Cultural Revolution under Mao Zedong.
1,000 points of light, James.
And so he's had an interesting experience of communism, of power, 63 years old. It's going to be very interesting when these two very powerful men deal directly with each other, and they did today on the phone. By the way, if Donald Trump meets Vladimir Putin in Slovenia, I will bet you Donald Trump will take Melania with him. And Baron Trump, 10 years old. Xi Jinping was 10 years old when his dad was dropped out of the Communist Party from a high position during all that Cultural Revolution craziness. Baron, who's 10 years old, he will probably go to Slovenia too because he speaks Slovenian, taught by his mother. So that could be a very interesting state visit to Slovenia.
Hey, you're all over that, James. I'm going back to it. I mean, I didn't see Ronald Reagan going over to the Soviet Union, and nobody. Thank God the previous maggot didn't go there. But that's a big deal to go to a former Iron Curtain country.
Yes, it is. Let's see. Here's another. There's so many good headlines in the last 24 hours. here's a good one that pertains to the caterwauling about sending people back. And, but he's an American citizen. He was born in America. Here's a headline out of Switzerland that addresses that directly. Anti-Muslim poster clouds Swiss citizenship vote. And they've got now in Switzerland, they got big posters with a woman in a burqa with just two eyes peering out at you, a big black burqa. And in the poster put out by the Committee Against Facilitated Naturalization. And it reads, uncontrolled naturalization, no. And the point we're going to get to right after this break is, in most of the world, folks, in almost all of the world, if you're born in a country, it doesn't make you a citizen. This is true in Switzerland. We'll talk about it right after this break. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We are back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We only have one segment left. We've got Jeff in Chicago hanging on the line. I don't know whether we'll be able to get you, Jeff, or not. The try to cram in some of the good things that happened today. We had the Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. Tom Price, sworn in, a congressman from Georgia, I believe, and a doctor, a medical doctor. This is wonderful. A great Secretary of Health and Human Services, a pro-life man. This is going to be revolutionary. He was sworn in today by Mike Pence. That was beautiful. And let's go to Donald Trump's tweets. Squeeze those into our last segment. He says, Donald Trump today says, tweeted to us, and let's see now, a new number, 24.5 million of us, heading to Joint Base Andrews on Marine One helicopter with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe earlier today. And a great picture of the two men, obviously happy with each other, shoulder to shoulder, leaning into the picture, grinning from ear to ear. These two guys like each other. Then that was a tweet 4 hours ago. Then earlier today, Donald Trump tweeted, the failing, and what's the next word, George? The failing, fill in the blank.
New York Times
does major fake news China story saying Mr. Xi has not spoken to Mr. Trump since November 14th. Wrong. We spoke at length yesterday. And we'll be learning how to pronounce that, folks. X-I. The natural English inclination is to pronounce it just as she, just like he and she. And I don't know exactly. I don't speak Chinese, but there's a way it's said with a little twist to it. So it's not exactly like our English she. It's more she, like that, she. Xi Jinping or Jinping. And here's another tweet from Donald Trump a few hours earlier. Lawfare. I like this new term. Lawfare, as in warfare, legal warfare. Remarkably, in the entire opinion by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out in California, the panel did not bother even to cite the statute. Whoa. Okay, not good. And he says, a disgraceful decision. And Judge Napolitano agrees completely. And then Trump said earlier, see you in court. The security of our nation is at stake. And what court is he talking about? The Supreme Court, because he's going to appeal the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision. We just have a couple minutes left. Jeff, can you give us about a 10-second comment?
Yes. With the blatant politics shown by these seditious left-wing judges this week, the time has come to start a real serious push for a constitutional amendment limiting these federal judges' time on the bench. So I propose the 28th Amendment to the Constitution to read as such, quote, any judge of the federal judiciary.
Hang on. Just a term limit. We don't have time. We don't have time. We're out of time. But even easier, we may see the United States Congress using their constitutional power to limit the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court and of the appellate courts. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. We'll see you again for our big extravaganza on Sunday, 3-hour show Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on RBN. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, George.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.